All right. Let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. And I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, he is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way. And I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. So there's an old dirge by Scottish poet Robert Burns. It was written in the late 1700s. It's called Man Was Made to Mourn. Now, I'm not an avid reader of poetry by any stretch, but there's a line in that one that has stood out to me, locked in my memory for years. In the last two stanzas, Burns wrote, "Man's inhumanity to man makes countless thousands mourn." There's some cheerful reading, right? Man's inhumanity to man. I mean, what a phrase. Apparently, I'm not the only one, though, that's had that one line stuck in my mind. It's been used over the past 200-plus years to describe everything from wars and prejudice and acts of violence. It was used to describe the details of the Holocaust. Martin Luther King Jr., he actually quoted it 6 times in his autobiography. I would say yes to all the above. Those all qualify as man's inhumanity to man. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to suggest that man's inhumanity to man can also be found in the way that liberals claim to be doing things to their fellow man. Like how they're doing all the good stuff, but it's really, if you get down to it, doing nothing but hurting people. I was sparked to do this monologue today by something that happened just last night. Did you see what occurred at the White House? I hope you did. President Trump and the Speaker of the House and a number of other government officials, they stood out in the freezing weather and they greeted a guy named Mark Fogel, an American citizen who had been imprisoned in Russia since 2021. He landed back in the U.S. on Tuesday. Fogel, a history teacher who is working at the Anglo-American School in Moscow, he returned to the U.S. after his release from Russia following talks with the Trump administration. He was serving a 14-year sentence, y'all. A 14-year sentence after his arrest in August 2021 at a Russian airport, allegedly for possession of drugs, which his family said may have been nothing more than medically prescribed marijuana. I mean, think about what just happened. The Biden administration rushed to trade a man named Victor Bout for LGBT activist and athlete Brittany Griner. Remember her? Brittany Griner. Victor Bout was a notorious arms trafficker. His nickname was the Merchant of Death. 6 months after his release, the Wall Street Journal reported that Victor Bout signed a huge deal to sell arms to the Houthi rebels, the same Houthis that are proxies of Iran and shoot missiles at U.S. ships off the coast of Yemen. Biden made sure that Brittany Griner came home, but he left Mark Fogel to rot in his Russian cell and made no effort. But Trump met Mark Fogel's 96-year-old mother in Butler, Pennsylvania, the same day that he was shot during the campaign season. And y'all, despite the fact that he survived an assassination attempt that day and others died around him, he did not forget that he had promised a sweet little lady that if he was elected, he would get Mark Fogel, her son, home. And he did it in 3 weeks. We're watching the restoration of humanity, in my opinion. We're watching an administration that actually places value on life again. We're watching as leaders will stand in the cold in the dark of night like Trump did just to greet one man who deserved better than the inhumanity he had been suffering. To my knowledge, there have been no liberal politicians who have spoken up today about greeting Mark Fogel or welcoming him home. But I'm thankful that he's home, and I'm thankful to have an administration that is willing to remember the little guy and to place value on life and to remember promises made, an administration that appears to understand what it really means to act humanely. But y'all, liberals, they just don't get it. They think they're the humane ones. I mean, look around at the actual results of liberal progressive policies. With an air of superiority and the claim to know what's best, progressives will amend the laws of nature itself. They'll bend the will of millions. They'll tap into the finite resources of taxpayers and enact bold, sweeping policies that do nothing but crush the souls of their fellow mankind. Well, I know that sounded lofty, but let me break it down for you. Let's look at several examples of do-gooder, liberal, progressive inhumanity. We could start in San Francisco. The city by the bay, the Golden Gate. It's a beautiful place, and it's hemorrhaging right now. I mean, business upon business is shuttering its doors and leaving the downtown area where over 38,000 people live in homeless encampments all along the sidewalks, under the bridges, right in the doorways of office buildings and restaurants. Over $3 billion has been spent over the last 6 or 7 years to combat the problem, but numbers keep increasing. Why? Well, San Francisco doles out an average of $687 per month to homeless individuals in its city limits with no expectations or strings attached, just paying them to be homeless. I mean, fully sanctioned open-air drug markets are allowed in an effort to provide a safe place to shoot up. And the city council decries the notion that increased police protection for the hundreds of small businesses that signed a petition begging for safe streets is just what they can't. They can't do that. They can't do it. So crime has escalated in San Francisco, while 2,000 overdose deaths have been recorded in the past several years. But yet, if you ask the liberal policymakers, the same ones who put these policies in place, they'll tell you they're just doing everything they can to help, and yet their help creates inhumane results. All right, there's one example. How about this one? Man's inhumanity to man can also be found in the transgender movement. I mean it. Look at it from the outside and tell me it makes good sense to tell a child they were born wrong. An otherwise beautiful child who is made to question his or her very identity because of the misguided, non-scientific notion that somehow gender can be swapped out like tires in a NASCAR pit. So the 5-year-old, who doesn't know what sex is, nor should they, is told that because he's shy and doesn't like to roughhouse, that maybe he's not really a he. He isn't right. He was born wrong. He needs to be fixed so that he can be a she and then be happy. Oh, so truly happy. So the 5-year-old is given medications, subjected to the stares of his peers because his mom decides to send him to school wearing girls' clothes. And otherwise grown and surely mature adults insist on not calling him by his dead name anymore. Dead name. Dead name. Because the adults have now killed off the child's identity. And the medications start having their effect, but it's just not enough. Don't you want surgery, they ask? And the adults look at the child, the adults who would never think about emasculating themselves, and they tell the child to trust them. They'll get the fix done right. They will surgically alter the child for the rest of his life and then pat him on the back and say, "There, we fixed you." And the rest of his life, that young boy will be a eunuch. And he will have to take medications for the rest of his life. But the progressives will say that they've done the child a great service. They'll say they treated him humanely. All right, how about another one? As long as I'm depressing you. What about instilling a sense of responsibility in others? Isn't that what we're taught as kids? Take responsibility, own your mistakes, face your issues, overcome your obstacles. Until liberal progressives decide that doing anything hard or building a business or saving up to buy a thing you've always wanted or working hard to be the first in your family to go to college, that somehow those things are not right. Those are inequities. Inequities? Inequities. No one should be required to be responsible for their own lives. So they intervene in the lives of young students who, for instance, signed up on the dotted line to take out a loan to go to college. Here now, they say, let's take that burden off of you and void that loan so you can complete your schooling without the ignominy of debt. And poof, the debt goes away. And all of a sudden, the young skull full of mush learns, if you just sit around and wait, maybe even complain a little bit, the government pays for everything. And when that underwater basket weaving degree they got from the liberal arts school didn't pan out, the liberals just pat them on the head and send them more money. I mean, they could probably sign up for some form of long-term government assistance and get more free money. And if they push a little bit, they could probably get their whole family some extra money because it's all free, right? Meanwhile, the kid who was raised in the same community who works hard to learn how to be a journeyman pipe fitter and gets his plumbing license and borrows thousands of dollars to outfit his new business with tools, no one offers to pay off his loan. And he works hard so that a part of his income can help to pay for the ones who chose not to work. And the liberal progressives feel good. They've been helping people, helping them become dependent, doing the liberal work to benefit humanity humanely, right? One more. I could go on, I guess. We could use the same analogy, like a man's inhumanity to man, to describe the lack of border policies that entice people to die on their way to free crossings into America. We could also, I guess, add one more to that. We could talk about the lack of effort to deal with the fentanyl crisis because we don't want to upset China. We could talk about the refusal of so many in positions of leadership to make meaningful change in the way we do schooling, thereby relegating kids to a poor education just because of their zip code. Look, I'm not trying to be dark today. I'm really not. In all honesty, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. But I have noticed over and over and over again that the worst aspects of our society are usually couched in some liberal ideology that at its very root is touted as some way of doing something humane. Something that helps people have their space that helps them to be free. Free? Free from what? There's no freedom in the ruination of lives, no matter how much lipstick you put on it. Man's inhumanity to man. Liberal progressives have that down to an art. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.